The paperwork will be filed next week with the Government Accountability Board, according to Rita Pockel, a retired Wausau schoolteacher who is upset with Senator Galloway's support of Governor Walker's agenda.
She has walked lockstep with Governor Walker's policies. And Governor Walker's plan to divert $1.6 billion from our children's education for tax breaks for the wealthy out-of-state corporations.
Pockel will be joined in the recall effort by Nancy Tabaka Stencil, a Wausau mental health care advocate. Stencil says she's getting involved because of Galloway's votes on budget cuts and collective bargaining.
Senator Galloway has voted to cut funding that would help our families, you know, the elderly, our children. Critical funding for women, you know, pretty much treating women like second-class citizens. And she has disgraced our public workers. She has stripped their abilities to provide for their families.
Pockel and Stencil apparently won't have to collect signatures by themselves. The Marathon County Democratic Party will circulate their petitions, according to Chairman Jeff Johnson.
We're not involved in filing the petition, but we fully intend to collect signatures at the same time we're collecting signatures for the Recall Walker campaign.
The Marathon County Democrats are kicking off their Recall Walker drive this weekend. We spoke with Pam Galloway about the recall effort against her this morning. The freshman Republican senator said she would not comment until the paperwork is actually filed. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.